Second Perek of Chala, Mishnah says, Salacha, one is not allowed to be metame the Chala he makes. Before he takes the Chala, one can make the dough tame. In the case where he has part of the dough is tahar and part of it is tame, so, and he wants to take Chala from the entire dough, so how does he do it? Now the Lezer Oymen, he tells him the Torah Tame, case that how does he do this, taking the challah from Torah dough and Tame dough without having Matama the challah. Isa Tahira Visa Tameya. He has one dough which is Tahira, another one is Tameya. Noikil Kade Chalam the Isa, Shalehuma Chalosa. He takes the amount of challah that he's planning to take, he knows he separates it from the part of the dough which the challah is not yet taken. Then he takes another piece of dough which is less than the size of the kebeitza in between. Today she tell minamukaf. So that he should take the challah. Minamukaf means that when you take a challah and shum, it has to be near the produce you're taking it on. Over here, we're saying that we have part of the dough which is tame and part is tahar. We don't want the challah to be touching the tame. If we have that which is touching the tummy dough is a piece which is less than the size of the kebeita, then halacha is that food which is less than the size of the kebeita cannot transmit tumah to anything else. So by doing so, we have everything connected. We have the first piece touching this kebeita, less than kebeita, and then we have another piece of isa tahira. And now the challah will be taken off in the fashion that everything is touching, but the challah will not become tumah because we have this divider of Letana Kebeta, which will prevent the transmission of the Tumah. Chachamim Oisim, why? Because they said don't take any risk, even though technically there's a way out, we're concerned you may inadvertently touch the tummy part, and therefore you should not take Chala from the Torah on the tummy, you should take Chala from each one independently, and that is the Halacha.